So firstly, we want to know, what were the main findings of this report?
Sure. So in this report, what we were really interested in is what was the scale of Australia's fossil fuel companies operating in low-income countries, and then what was the impact on women? And what we found was that there's actually a huge number of companies. There's 58 ASX-listed companies involved in 150 fossil fuel projects overseas, and this is a real concern for women's rights.
Yeah, definitely. So what were the main issues facing these women in these areas?
Yeah, so what we say at ActionAid is fossil fuel extraction is a feminist issue. What we see in communities that are directly affected by coal, oil and gas mining is impacts like health and safety. So HIV infection rates tend to go up. You see increased rates of gender-based violence, and that's because you see large influxes of male mine workers entering your town for the first time. And then you also see really serious impacts on women's authority in their local community. So they might lose their control and access to land and their land rights. And you also see environmental degradation that also impacts on women the most, because they tend to be responsible for collecting water and farming that feeds their family and also is income generation as well. And so definitely at the site of the fossil fuel mines, you see that women are impacted the most. And I guess the other thing to remember is that when fossil fuels are burned, of course, it causes climate change, and women are also disproportionately impacted by the impacts of climate change as well. So it's really both from the point of extraction all the way to the impacts of climate change that we need to be thinking about the gendered impacts.
Yeah, definitely. And in terms of the land itself, as you were just mentioning, what impact do the mines have on the agriculture in the area? You were mentioning how it was affecting the women, but specifically on the agriculture and the actual landscape, what negative effects does this tend to have?
Yeah, so, I mean, each type of commodity is a bit different, but in general with coal, oil and gas, it has really large impacts on water. So water will dry up completely, and women will have to go long distances to collect water. It can also contaminate local water sources. So there's lots of accounts of that from women in these regions. And this means that they see crops die or fail to produce. And then on top of that, you get really significant air pollution, which causes respiratory diseases and impacts like that as well. So, yeah, the environmental degradation that goes along with these projects really is significant. You see similar impacts from fossil fuel mining in Australia. One thing you do see in a lot of low-income countries is communities are very, very close to the mines themselves. So you can see an increased impact there.
Yeah, definitely. And that's definitely not good for anyone living in that area, but specifically those who have to hold up the household. Do we know if it's on the agenda for our new government to intervene here?
Look, what we know is that the government is very committed to women's rights, and that's under the aid policy and also the foreign affairs policy. So I guess what we're saying in this report is that that's fantastic, and obviously as a women's rights organisation, ActionAid is very supportive of that focus on gender equality, but I guess it doesn't make any sense to be supporting that through our aid program and foreign affairs policy if at the same time Australian companies are undermining that commitment in their operations. So, we've got a number of policies that we've seen elsewhere in the world that we're proposing that would really bring Australia up to scratch in terms of regulating these companies that go overseas and operate these mines, just to make sure that, they shouldn't be operating differently anywhere else as they would in Australia. And they need to be adhering to really strong environmental and safeguards.